Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Overcast skies today with daytime highs approaching 63. Slight chance for rain. Tonight, lows dip down to about 33. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, highs around 39. A blend of clouds and sun and dry. Thursday and Friday, upper 40s. Thursday, upper 30s by Friday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 52 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. A woman has been arrested for murder and child abuse after her infant son was found dead in his crib yesterday morning. The Salina Police Department said around 7:45, officers and fire medic units responded to a home in central Salina for a medical call involving an unresponsive five-month-old male in his crib. Salina police detectives interviewed both occupants of the home. The child's mother, 21-year-old Addison Burr, was arrested for first-degree murder and child abuse. Two people from the Kansas City area were arrested after a burglary and theft early yesterday, just west of Topeka. Officials say a person entered the garage at the residence and stole multiple items, including identification and financial cards. A male and a female were arrested on several charges, including drug charges. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
According to the Saline County Sheriff's Office, on January 9th around 4:45 p.m., a single vehicle accident occurred southwest of Saline County near Smolin. Reportedly, a car was traveling too fast for the conditions and slid off the road and landed on its top in a creek. Two occupants, a 46-year-old female driver and 32-year-old female passenger, complained of pain after suffering minor injuries but denied EMS assistance. Special Olympics Kansas is gearing up for one of its coolest fundraisers of the year, the Cool School Plunge. The annual event set for February 28th at Topeka West High School invites participants to jump into the icy water to raise money for Special Olympic Kansas athletes. Organizers say the plunge not only supports programs for athletes, but also promotes inclusion across the community. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Whether you're a full-time rancher or part-time adventure seeker, make sure your ATV, UTV, quad, or side-by-side are protected. At Blue Valley Insurance, we carry a range of policies that cover different types of risk to your off-road vehicles. Maybe someone gets injured, property gets damaged, or a collision with a vehicle or fence. The right insurance can help with out-of-pocket costs. Ride with confidence, knowing you're protected with Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Secretary of State Bob Evnen has responded to a letter over the weekend from the Democrat National Committee noting an ongoing lawsuit regarding handing over voter information to the federal government. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that in the letter, the DNC had claimed that Evnen was breaking federal election law and that Nebraska is negotiating an agreement currently with the Trump administration that includes handing over sensitive voter file information to the Department of Justice. Evnen responded to the Democrats' letter as grandstanding and said that voter registration list maintenance procedures are used to keep a list accurate within the state. In the letter, he said, quote, "We have not signed the Department of Justice MOU. We have no plans to do so, and we are not negotiating terms for the MOU." He went on to say that he is fully aware of the requirements of federal law for voter registration list maintenance and that they follow those requirements carefully, and said unless barred from court order, he intends to send Nebraska's voter registration to the DOJ.
A new year means new beginnings, and there's no better place to start 2026 than Midwest Kia. And nothing says new beginnings better than an all-new Kia Telluride redesign that's sure to bring new energy to the brand. Have a trade? This month, get $1,000 trade assistance on every new vehicle in stock to help close the chapter on your old ride. Looking for peace of mind in the new year? Remember, Midwest Kia is the only dealership in Wichita where you can get a certified pre-owned Kia. That's 10 years or 100,000 miles of coverage to keep you running in 2026. Plus, kick off the year with huge value during our New Beginnings sales event. Don't miss year-end pricing on more than 100 remaining 2025 models with thousands off MSRP and special financing available through Kia Finance America. And don't forget, every new Kia K4 and K5 sedan comes with 2 years of maintenance on us.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties, limited powertrain warranty, special APR with approved financing through Kia Finance. Must trade 2018 or newer with less than 100,000 miles on odometer to qualify for trade assistance discount. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week, following a public hearing with no comments coming forward, voted unanimously to approve vacating a portion of Unicorn and Vista Roads. Several landowners met with commissioners regarding a bridge on 23rd south of Pheasant Road. They were advised Public Works plans to put a tube in to replace the bridge. Washington County Commissioners continuing discussion of a countywide ambulance service have received word both the cities of Washington and Lynn have indicated interest in contracting for services under their existing license. Each underlined they felt the county should set up and provide the ongoing services. Union Pacific Railroad will reimburse over $115,000 for damage to roads during the cleanup of a coal train derailment last month at Wagon Train Road. Some township claims may not be compensated as documentation is a challenge. Following a public hearing with no comments coming forward, Nemahal County Commissioners at last week's meeting voted unanimously to approve 2025 budget amendments, including law enforcement, Meals on Wheels, and the Solid Waste Fund. Commissioners heard a request for $40,000 annual funding from the county attorney, Brad Lippert, who's retiring August 1st, and would like to use the additional funds to attract a replacement for the attorney position, handling child in need of care and other related cases. Following a brief executive session, a motion was approved with a budget of $3,000 per month. Gage County Board of Supervisors, their last meeting, elected Eric Thiemann as chair and Emily Haxby as vice chair, appointing Amanda Fanning as county attorney with the retirement of Roger Harris. Discussion took place on the visitor improvement grant dollars, suggesting a tiered process based on percentages. For grants with a project total up to $50,000, they would be eligible for up to 50% in grant dollars with a one-year waiting period before applying again. For grants up to $150,000, they could qualify up to 35% in grant funding with a two-year waiting period before applying again. And for grants over $150,000, they would qualify for up to 20% in grant dollars with a three-year waiting period before applying again. Gage County Supervisor Emily Haxby was elected Secretary Treasurer of the Nebraska Association of County Officials in December. She'll assume the role of the body's president in 2029. The 2nd District Nominating Commission interviewed candidates Friday and selected Tamara Haffenstein of Wamego to fill a vacancy with the passing of District Magistrate Eric Campbell in September. The district includes Pottawatomie, Waumonsie, Jackson, and Jefferson counties. 1 year remains of the unexpired term, which will be on the ballot at the next general election for a full four-year term. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available Monday through Fridays at our website, KNDYradio.com, and our social media. Delvin E. Aldrich, age 72 of Barnes, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. from the Fancy Creek Zion Church south of Barnes. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery. Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Delvin Aldrich. Lorna E. Heitman, age 98, of Palmer, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church, Palmer. Burial of the church cemetery. Family visitation Friday, 4 until 6, at the church, with the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Lorna Heitman. Gwendolyn W. Gwen Patterson, age 95, of Liberty, passed away January 6th. Celebration of life services planned January 25th at 2 at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home of Wymore, with a private burial of a Liberty Cemetery, the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Gwen Patterson. Jerry J.B. Bernard, age 98, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Arrangements pending with Kinsley's in charge for J.B. Bernard.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Partly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting up to 25. Some rain showers early tonight, then staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly sunny skies throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. North winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Then mostly clear throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 40s and upper 50s. Southwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Westerly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting up to 30. Sunny throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 40. Partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Sunny on Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January 38. Record high on this date could be in jeopardy today, 61. The average low 15, the record low minus 14. Sunrise this morning 7:48. Sunset this evening at 5:24.
It's the most difficult time of the year to keep your car clean, but also the most important. Some winter car care advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Let's talk about your health insurance. There are a lot of reasons why people need affordable health insurance. But here's the bottom line. You know you need affordable health insurance. For you, a spouse, a family member, whatever. I'm going to give you a free hotline to call to find affordable health insurance that can cover all your health insurance needs in case you get sick or have an emergency. Plus, cover vision, dental, and more. And there are no long-term commitments. You can keep your plan as long as it's affordable. And for the price of a cup of coffee. We're not talking about one of those fancy coffees. For the price of a regular cup of coffee a day, you can have quality, affordable health insurance. Call the health insurance hotline for a free quote.
800-761-7341. 800-761-7341. 800-761-7341. That's 800-761-7341.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 13th, the 13th day of the year. Michael Jordan announced his second retirement from the NBA on this day in 1999. If you live in the snow belt, it's about this time of the season that your car begins to look like a rolling powdered donut. That salt and grime is rough on your car's finish. So how often should you hit the car wash in the winter? Many auto experts agree that twice a month is a good target to aim for. They also recommend an outdoor temperature of 30 degrees or higher to prevent frozen door locks and seals. During extended cold snaps, use a do-it-yourself sprayer to knock accumulated gunk from your wheel wells and undercarriage. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more and get our advice of the day online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Wildcats are continuously putting the pieces together for their upcoming 2026 college football season after the K-State football team head coach Colin Klein has announced that one of the last pieces to the puzzle includes Sean Gleason being the new offensive coordinator for the program. In a statement from Gleason after the announcement yesterday afternoon, he said, quote, "My family and I are beyond grateful to join Coach Klein at this new era of K-State football. I've always admired this program from afar, and I'm especially aware of the toughness and discipline that's required to wear purple. I cannot wait to foster those same ideals in our players and help continue the winning ways in Manhattan." Gleason is joining Kansas State after spending the last two seasons at Missouri as a quarterbacks coach and made his stops in Oklahoma State, Rutgers, and Northwestern prior to joining the Tigers. He has 19 years of coaching experience and played quarterback at Williams College, a Division III program out of Massachusetts. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Get ready for a night to remember. The Good Old Boys Reunion.
Good Old Boys.
Starring Mo Bandy, Joe Stampley, and Johnny Lee. Live and in concert at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Hotel. Friday, January 23rd. Get your tickets at the Seven Clans Players Club. Online at sevenclans.com. By phone, 866-966-1777. The Good Old Boys Reunion. Coming to Seven Clans First Council Casino in Newkirk.
The winter season is the time for recovering from the year's harvest, repairing equipment, planting winter wheat, and preparing for the upcoming season. So what's in store for the next year of farming? Here at the Mid-America Ag Network, we'll keep you informed on the latest news and information to help you prepare and rebuild. From legislation in Washington to the latest technology on the farm and outlooks for the new year, the Mid-America Ag Network will be here to help keep you prepared for the upcoming challenges on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's been a rough couple of weeks for the state of Missouri after the announcement of the Kansas City Chiefs moving over to the Kansas side of the line, with many lawmakers now going to the state legislative session saying that they're, quote, pissed about the Chiefs moving out of the state of Missouri and looking at ways to try and make the Chiefs actually fund the demolition of the current Arrowhead Stadium.
They're utilizing all of this at the expense of the taxpayer dollars, and I just think I'm really pissed about it.
I think the pro tem, who's also very disappointed in the Chiefs' decision to leave Kansas City, I think she would be supportive of that. So look, if you've got legislative leadership on support of, you know, two particular bills that, you know, do something in that area, and I'd say, yeah, there's a very good chance that legislation gets debated and has some time on the Senate floor.
That audio from KSN News. Kansas City Chiefs have played at Arrowhead Stadium on the Missouri side of the line since 1972. And with the bill that is being discussed, that means that the Chiefs could be paying for near half of the demolition cost for the current venue. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville at Abilene, girls and boys action live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Tuesday night tip-off, Hanover hosting Lynn, girls and boys play on Key NDY FM 95.5 on air, online, and on our mobile app. Valley Heights tips off at Washington County, Frankfort travels to Donovan West, Axtell entertains Onega, Centralia's home to Northeast Kansas. Mudeckish basketball tournament tipped off in Beatrice Monday with the Diller Odell girls defeating Parkview Christian 51-14, advancing to face Pawnee City Thursday at 5:30 at the middle school. Southern girls fell to Tri-County 43-26 and fall back for a Friday evening tip with Palmyra at 5:30 at the middle school. Boys take court Tuesday as Southern faces Meridian at 4:15 at the middle school. Then at 6:30, Diller Odell takes on Freeman at the auditorium. Centralia boys fell to Mar Hill Monday 64-57. Marysville High wrestlers were at Beatrice this past weekend. Keegan Waters gets his 100th career win and is the 150-pound champion. Sixth place finishes for Hirschlag and Meyer, while Keller and Bush finish seventh in the boys' division. In girls' action, Schoonmaker took the consolation for third, with Edwards, Throm, and Swearingen finishing sixth place. The inaugural girls' Jayhusker is Friday here in Marysville, with the 51st annual boys' Jayhusker this Saturday in the Marysville Junior Senior High Activity Center.
Birds can add color and motion to your landscape year-round. Planting shrubs that provide food and shelter is an easy and affordable way to bring birds into your backyard. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Include evergreens like arborvitae and yews to provide shelter for the birds. The prickly, heat, and drought-tolerant juniper is another evergreen that provides a safe haven and food for wildlife. Add some deciduous shrubs for additional shelter and food. The shade-tolerant aronias, known as chokeberries, provide food for birds and four seasons of interest in our landscape. Viburnum fruit brings in the birds, and their spring flowers and fall color brighten our landscape. Dogwood berries are a favorite of many birds, while we can enjoy their flowers, fruit, colorful bark, form, and fall color. Elderberries tolerate some shade and wet soils and help feed the birds. And don't forget the shrub roses. Their fruit bring in the birds throughout the winter. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
If you are of a certain age, you may have heard of the Saturday Evening Post. If you know that publication, there's one man you probably know tied to many of its iconic covers. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Norman Rockwell's first illustrations in the Saturday Evening Post appeared in 1916.
He was known as a humorist, and he was known as someone who could really capture these wonderful expressions and gestures and interactions between people that made his work so unique.
Stephanie Plunkett is the chief curator at the Norman Rockwell Museum, and she says it was evident that Rockwell's work was much more than simply paint on the canvas.
I think Rockwell was a very deep observer of American life. And as he said, he was a painter of people. And what he loved to see were the interactions among the people that he painted.
And those people he painted were often from the community around him.
Rockwell's models were actually his neighbors, his family, and his friends. People who he would select because they had just the right appearance or expression to appear as playing a role for his paintings.
Rockwell's career spanned several decades and began to paint stories of the world that was greatly changing during the 1960s.
He found that the events of the 1960s were pressing in terms of their social need. So he did leave the Saturday Evening Post after 47 years of being with them, and he began working for Look magazine, which was a more journalistic publication that focused on contemporary issues.
You can find his works at the museum here devoted to him, and I'll have the conclusion of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. I'm Andrew McCray.
Nature grew native prairies for thousands of years, but if you want to start one, it'll take some planning. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Prairies are complex with many variables as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If your day swings from feed runs to fence checks to a quick trail spin, you want a side-by-side that just fits. That's the Honda Pioneer 700 and the four-seat 700-4, right-sized and ready for work and play, built for everyday versatility around the farm and beyond. Pick your trim, standard, deluxe, or forest to fit your specific needs. From the barn to the back 40 to the woodlot, find your Honda Pioneer at powersports.honda.com.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Pioneer days, native prairies grew in the middle of the United States as far as the eye could see. Today, only a fraction of a percent of those original prairies exist, but there is interest in restoring the prairie ecosystem. Laura Jackson is the director of the Tall Grass Prairie Center at the University of Northern Iowa. She says to learn as much as you can about the site you've chosen for your planting. Prairies grow in many types of soils, so before you buy a seed mix, it's important to know the soil characteristics of your land.
The kind of soil that you're growing it on is going to affect your moisture, how tall the plants will get. It's going to affect the species of plants that you choose quite dramatically because there are a lot of plants that can't tolerate super wet soils. There's a lot of plants that can't tolerate super dry soil. So you use the seed mix to cope with that.
This won't be a plant it and forget it endeavor. It takes at least 3 years for a prairie to take hold. Jackson says the first year is especially critical because the annual weeds will pop up like toast and the prairie plants will be short. Plan on spending some time on the mower to keep the weeds under control and so light can penetrate to the prairie seedlings.
That first year, it's super important to keep it mowed back. You say, well, what if I mow off my prairie plants? You won't. They're too short. You could mow at 6 to 8 inches and they're going to be below that. They're going to be around 4 inches tall or less. Keep them mowed, mow. Learn to identify your prairie seedlings so you can see that you're having success.
Long-term management includes mowing or burning every few years to stimulate growth and to stay ahead of invasive perennial weeds. Learn more about planting a prairie at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Financial decisions can feel overwhelming, especially when the stakes are high. Hi, I'm Rob West with the Faith and Finance Minute. God never intended us to navigate money alone. Throughout Proverbs, we're reminded that wisdom grows in community. Proverbs 11:14 says, "In an abundance of counselors, there is safety." Wise counsel helps us slow down, see clearly, and make decisions that reflect faith rather than fear. A trusted advisor or mentor can spot risks we overlook, help us think long-term, and point us back to biblical principles when emotions run high. Counsel doesn't replace personal responsibility. It strengthens it. It gives us perspective and accountability. So before making a major financial move, invite wisdom in. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use FaithFi app. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance from your app store, or learn more at faithfi.com.
We may be at a significant crossroads in American agriculture. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com. For more information.
A farm can be a great place to raise a family, but it can also be a dangerous place for children. Kids can learn a lot about work and responsibility, but you have to use good judgment when assigning tasks. It's best to wait if you're not certain a child is up to the task. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. The six episodes of Farm to Fork prior to this have featured geopolitical analyst, consultant, and speaker Jacob Shapiro, who lives in New Orleans and recently spoke at the annual convention of the South Dakota Farmers Union. He focused a lot on his perception that American farmers have relied too much on export markets for the past 100 years and may need to concentrate more on meeting the needs of the home crowd.
I see two paths forward for the American farmer. And I would tell you, if you don't like either one of these paths, it might be time to check out. It might be time to say, I've played this game long enough. I need to think about something else.
Shapiro says the first path is looking at food as energy, which he calls the silver lining for American agriculture. The second path, says Shapiro, is looking at food as food.
Imagine what your farm needs to look like in 15 years. Imagine how you're going to tackle the problems and opportunities that are all around us. Imagine how you can slot into all the different problems that our country absolutely has, and the market, I think, will be there for you. I am ultimately optimistic, even if we have to be aware of all the pessimistic things that surround change.
If you'd like to access a recording of Jacob Shapiro's talk, there's a link to it on the show info page at NorthshoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Laughlet Hivett Funeral Home salutes the brave and dedicated Wymore volunteer firefighters and EMTs for giving their time to make our community safe. Thank you for putting your lives on the line for us in times of need. From Laughlet Hivett Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity. Professional barber stylist wants to thank the volunteer firefighters and EMTs for the outstanding job they do for the community. These brave men and women enter into dangerous situations to help during an emergency. Thank you. From professional barber stylist in Beatrice, haircuts that are affordable. Hamish Trucking Incorporated wants the volunteer firefighters and emergency medical technicians to know how much you are appreciated. Thank you for your compassion and expertise during an emergency. From Hamish Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Kansas is currently facing a significant agriculture challenge as it officially records the most severe outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza in the United States. According to the latest data from the USDA, nearly 414,000 birds across the state have been affected by this highly contagious virus, often referred to as HPAI. While avian influenza has been a recurring concern since 2022, the current spike is particularly alarming. As of this week, Kansas report infections across 4 commercial flocks and 6 backyard operations. The sheer scale of the losses is driven largely by a single commercial egg-laying facility in Pottawatomie County, where approximately 380,000 birds were affected. Other commercial cases have been confirmed in Anderson, Nemaha, and Jewell counties. State health and agriculture officials explain that this timing isn't accidental. Heather Lansdowne of the Kansas Department of Agriculture noted that December and January are historically the peak months for these outbreaks, as they coincide with the migration patterns of wild waterfowl like ducks and geese, which carry the virus into the region. The virus is devastating for poultry, with a near 100% mortality rate among affected birds. When a positive case is found, the state immediately implements a strict response plan. This includes a total quarantine of the site and a long-term recovery strategy to prevent the virus from jumping to neighboring farms. They are working through extension agents, 4-H programs, and veterinarians to ensure every bird owner, from industrial producers to hobbyists, is practicing top-tier biosecurity. For the general public, health officials are offering a message of caution but not panic. The CDC currently considers the public health risk to be low. While the virus can occasionally pass to humans, often through direct contact with infected birds or raw dairy products, there has not been a reported human case in Kansas. Kansans are urged to report any sick or dying birds to the Department of Agriculture and to keep a close eye on their own flocks as the winter migration continues. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
The winter season is the time for recovering from the year's harvest, repairing equipment, planting winter wheat, and preparing for the upcoming season. So what's in store for the next year of farming? Here at the Mid-America Ag Network, we'll keep you informed on the latest news and information to help you prepare and rebuild. From legislation in Washington to the latest technology on the farm and outlooks for the new year, the Mid-America Ag Network will be here to help keep you prepared for the upcoming challenges on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
We expect a lot out of our herbicides, but killing weeds is only part of the solution. You've got to break the weed seed bank on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
If your day swings from feed runs to fence checks to a quick trail spin, you want a side-by-side that just fits. That's the Honda Pioneer 700 and the four-seat 700-4, right-sized and ready for work and play, built for everyday versatility around the farm and beyond. Pick your trim, standard, deluxe, or forest to fit your specific needs. From the barn to the back 40 to the woodlot, find your Honda Pioneer at powersports.honda.com.
If you want a soybean season that's a cut above the rest, you need the iconic front-to-back coverage of Authority brand herbicides plus Anthem brand herbicides. Use Authority brand herbicides for clean fields in the front and for big yields in the back. Apply Anthem brand herbicides 21 to 28 days after emergence for outrageous protection that really stands out. Visit ag.fmc.com or talk to your retailer about Authority brand herbicides and Anthem brand herbicides to get iconic front-to-back coverage. Always read and follow all label directions.
Relentless. That's the frame of mind a producer needs to get the upper hand on yield-robbing weeds. It starts by reducing the weed seed bank and stopping weeds from emerging in the first place, and having a plan to clean up anything that escapes. Bruce Stripling is a regional tech services manager for FMC. They stress overlapping residual herbicides with multiple sites of action to reduce the escapes. He cites a study in Indiana.
We were able to take something like water hemp and reduce that seed bank by about 48% year over year. Say I just did an early post of just keeping the Extendamax and the Roundup in, well, that seed bank increased over 300%. Obviously, you were leaving escapes, females in the field or whatnot, where you had a population of weeds that were surviving. And then if you just threw in one pre, you dropped it by about half of that.
Most residuals last 30 to 45 days, but herbicide efficiency is also at the mercy of the weather.
When a grower hits 45 days, he's thinking, well, I'll start back at 45. And what we might see is some of that herbicide might be breaking down then. So we need to be timely. Starting early with that pre, that overlapping residual, you'd want to stay around that 30-day mark, even a little earlier than that 30-day mark. Get that benefit out of that overlapping residual.
Managing all these modes of action can be confusing, so work closely with your herbicide supplier to put down the right herbicide at the right time. Cultural practices like crop rotation, pulling weeds, and cultivation should also be in your toolbox to avoid herbicide resistance. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about breaking the weed seed bank at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Is there a new market in Africa for United States growers? Peter Goldsmith, director and principal investigator of the Soybean Innovation Lab at the University of Illinois, explains factors that would need to be sorted and agreed upon before entering the market.
There isn't a lot of commercial trade. So commercial norms and commercial practices, those are new and different. So that's a hurdle. And this is all not uncommon. It's not unique to Africa. It's just new markets and understanding. The market has to be welcoming to GM corn as well as GM soybean, Roundup Ready, whatever it might be, BT, so the product can flow. And that's really the hallmark of a commodity market, is that markets are not differentiating and discriminating one product, soy product, from another. If there's an opportunity, we want ships to be able to move directly to Africa, not have to fight GMs.
He says what would need to evolve in Africa so there'd be availability for U.S. soybeans.
So the industrial standard is really critical to move it away from palm and move it over to soy. And that takes intentional strategy. And with that is a GM as part of that industrial standard, because you don't want any barriers to entry. You want the U.S. product to flow in easily and with as little complication as possible.
There is more work to be done on this project, and Goldsmith discusses the next piece.
We see the growth of imports, and we trace it out, the rise of soy oil imports outpacing all other oil imports. We see food imports outpacing domestic production by a third. We see a lot of trends that are quite supportive and supportive of building a proper model to forecast when that might happen. And that would be exciting work. And the next steps to figuring out how much to invest, where to invest, when to invest, and you aim before you shoot. And so modeling it out, and we could, that's quite doable. The growers have great resources. They can do that. And that would be the next step.
That was Peter Goldsmith, director and principal investigator of the Soybean Innovation Lab at the University of Illinois, with what needs to happen before U.S. commodities can easily join the market in Africa. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through a Tuesday as we get a little closer to the end of the trading day. Over in the grains market, we now have mixed to mostly lower numbers across the board as more red numbers have started to pop up midway through the trade day. For the seeds market, they are still mixed across the board over there and pretty consistent since the start of the trade day. And for the livestock, the cattle continue to climb deeper into the green and the hogs are now mixed across the board. In the corn market, March corn down 2 cents at 419.5. May down 2.5 at 428 even. Kansas City wheat for March down 7.5 at 519.25, May down 7 cents at 531 even. In the oats market, March oats up 1.75 at 295.25, May up a penny at 302.5. In the bean market, March beans now down a dime at 1039 even, May down 9.25 at 1052.5. Soybean meal for March down 680 at 291.50, May down 610 at 295.90. Soybean oil for March up a dollar at 51.27, May up 99 cents at 51.76. In the canola market, March canola up 11.10 at 631.90, May up 10.90 at 641.70. In the cotton market, March cotton up 3 cents at 64.94, May also up 3 cents at 66.47. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, and the U.S. dollar index for March up 28 cents at 98.91, June up 32 cents at 98.66. The euro for March is slightly in the red, down to $1.16, and the June euro slightly in the red as well at $1.17. The Japanese yen for March is slightly in the red, down to 63 cents. June, slightly in the red as well, also at 63 cents. Looking at our midday stock market numbers, and there's been a lot of red here throughout the trade day today as the S&P 500 pulls back for record as J.P. Morgan shares fall and the traders deal with barrage of Trump demands. The Dow Jones down deep in the red, 348 points at 49,241. The S&P 500 down 20 points at 6,956, and the NASDAQ down 37 points at 23,696.
A new year means new beginnings, and there's no better place to start 2026 than Midwest Kia. And nothing says new beginnings better than an all-new Kia Telluride redesign that's sure to bring new energy to the brand. Have a trade? This month, get $1,000 trade assistance on every new vehicle in stock to help close the chapter on your old ride. Looking for peace of mind in the new year? Remember, Midwest Kia is the only dealership in Wichita where you can get a certified pre-owned Kia. That's 10 years or 100,000 miles of coverage to keep you running in 2026. Plus, kick off the year with huge value during our New Beginnings sales event. Don't miss year-end pricing on more than 100 remaining 2025 models with thousands off MSRP and special financing available through Kia Finance America. And don't forget, every new Kia K4 and K5 sedan comes with 2 years of maintenance on us.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties, limited powertrain warranties, special APR with approved financing through Kia Finance. Must trade 2018 or newer with less than 100,000 miles on odometer to qualify for trade assistance discount.
The Manhattan Community Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock John Bred Heifer sale Wednesday, January the 14th, starting 11 a.m. Consignments include 26 choice red and black Angus cows. They're 3 to 8 years old. They'll have September and November calves by side. First calf heifers consist of 60 black AI bred first calf heifers for February calving. Bull bred heifers consist of 160 black, 20 black white face, 20 Sim Angus, 40 Charley Red Angus Cross, 30 Red Angus, and 12 Reputation Hereford Bred Heifers. They're all bred Cavanese bulls for February to April calving. There'll be many high-quality heifers will be offered. Spring bred cows include 300 black-white face cows. They'll be 3 to 8 years old. There'll be 40 Red Angus and Red Baldy cows, 3 to 5 years old, and 8 Hereford cows, 3 to 6 years old. Also selling will be 2 Angus and 2 black Simmental bulls, 15 to 24 months of age. For more information on this special cow sale to be held January the 14th, starting 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The Dow Jones and the S&P are backing away from the records they set yesterday, the Dow falling 280 points going into the midday. The Standard & Poor's off 0.2%. The NASDAQ composite was lower by 0.1%. The latest numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics confirm what you probably already knew. The price of just about everything is going up. The Consumer Price Index shows inflation rising 2.7% from December to December, which mirrored the figure from November. Food prices were driving much of the increase. With more Americans looking for ways to save money, discount supermarket chain Aldi is planning to expand. It already has about 2,500 stores in the U.S. It plans to add another 180 this year. Apple is teaming up with Google on AI. The two companies say Google's Gemini technology will help to make Siri smarter. Apple has been accused of lagging behind competitors in the AI race. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer, and soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
KNDY.